America's game. Now, stop humming this, everything done changed. That warp tool made you open your brain. Eric Vanek is here, so remember the name. He got the waiver wire for the week. Tell you who to start and who to give a seat. Dropping the podcast every week. You know the knowledge is elite. After the show, we gon' hold a Lombardi. Celebrating like we throwing a party. This the blueprint and I know they gon' copy. Stop humming intros, always go the hardest. Cause this is America's game.
Hey everybody, welcome back into America's Game, episode number 105. I am your host, Eric Vanek, and you can follow me on X at Eric Vanek NFL, and you can also follow the show at America's Game Pod as well on X, and would appreciate it if you guys gave both of those accounts a follow. But yeah, it's training camp. Training camp is finally here. Most of the teams have put on their pads either Sunday or Monday. So we got a lot of the, practice reports with pads on, their first time with pads on. So that's always a good sign. That's where you get a lot of your running back stuff, info from that. But that's what this whole podcast is going to be about. I've kind of been digging into all 32 teams for you guys, getting all the key info that you guys need to know. So I'm just kind of dump out all the stuff from my brain onto the airwaves here for you guys so you can listen in and kind of get a feel of what's going on at all 32 training camps right now. Who are the fantasy relevant players for us right now? Who are the guys that are coming out of nowhere to make some noise right now early on in the camp? So this is a good time for you guys to listen in, kind of think about, you know, hey, this guy's doing good. I need to be doing this for my roster. Or this guy is not doing good. He might get cut. What am I going to do here? So this is kind of one of those episodes for you guys to get into. Before we get into that, though, I do want to mention a few things here. So warp.life, you type that in. You can go sign up for the warp tool today that Coupa has graciously built for us. There is some new additions to the warp tool. If you go back and listen in this very podcast feed to Koopa's Saturday episode that he did about the warp tool and some of the updates that he's made to it, he's made some really nice updates to the warp tool. So if you haven't checked out the warp tool, now's a great time to go into it. You can kind of look up what your specific league needs, like what's important in your league. Is it the quarterback position? Is it the running back, the receiver, whatever position it is? That's going to help and tell you to basically show you what you need to be doing at each position for your fantasy roster in that specific league. And obviously we all play in different leagues with different settings. So obviously that's going to help you out a lot to kind of determine, hey, I need to go this route in this league or this route in this league. So that's another good thing on there. All kinds of stuff on the Warp Tool. If you need a Dynasty Team Review, if you go to DynastyTeamReview.com and you can sign up for a Dynasty Team Review from myself, from Koopa, Mike, Adam, Maddie, any of the guys on the crew there, sign up for a Dynasty Team Review today. We'll help you, right before the season starts here. Maybe you got your rookie draft still coming up. I know there's not many, but a few teams that do their rookie drafts here in August and whatnot. If you need some help with that, we're more than happy to help you with that, kind of guide you with what you should go with your team. If you just kind of want to, like, hey, this is my team for this year, this is what I want to do with this team, how should I go about it? We'll walk you through it. We look through all the teams in your league. We kind of give you some trade ideas from some of those teams. We kind of look at your roster and just, look at the warp of your league and your roster and kind of tell you, hey, this is where you need to go, and this is what I would recommend you do. We do all that kind of stuff for you. And if you even want to join us live, you're more than welcome to join us live. Ask us your questions live to us as we talk you through it. And if you want us to just video record our thoughts on it, we can do that for you as well. So DynastyTeamReview.com, definitely recommend checking that out as well. Let's get into it here. Top 32 or the 32 teams in the NFL. I'm going to go through each team division by division like I usually do and kind of just dump all the brain, all the stuff in my brain here for you guys. So let's start with the Buffalo Bills here. quarterback. So obviously, you know, we know Josh Allen's a stud, but the backup quarterback is interesting. So they are letting Mitchell Trubisky and Mike White battle it out here in training camp to see who is going to be the backup. And it's kind of neck and neck right now. From what I understood from reading, is they're both kind of owed the same amount of money this year. So it is a legit comp who is going to be the better guy. Like, Trubisky's had a couple good days. Mike White's been better a couple days. So it is really up in the air there for the Buffalo Bills backup quarterback job. We'll see what happens there. I would assume it's still going to be Trubisky, but I was always a big Mike White fan. I still like him. We'll see what happens there. I think it's going to be an interesting battle to keep an eye on. Running backs, we pretty much know the three that's going to be here. Cook, Ty Johnson, Ray Davis. Nothing really to report there. I think that's going to be the same three this year. But James Cook is doing a little hold-in right now, so we'll see what happens there. Wide receiver. So I think from everything that I've read, the locked-in three starters are going to be Keon Coleman, Josh Palmer, and Khalil Shakir. So Khalil Shakir has been the best so far, most consistent, has the most chemistry with Josh Allen. Josh Palmer, though, has done really, really well. Really good route runner, really, you know, savvy veteran. I think he's going to be somebody that really helps this offense this year. I think he can kind of just do what Mac Hollins did, to be honest with you. Maybe a little bit more. He's younger. I think he's a little better than Mac Hollins. So I think Josh Palmer can give this offense a little bit of a boost. And especially in your redraft leagues, I've been getting Josh Palmer like round 13, 14, 15. Like, you can constantly pick him off there, and if you're a team that has Josh Allen, he's an easy stack candidate late in draft. So I like Josh Palmer a lot. But the backups here, so three of them have been hurt. Tyrell Shavers got hurt the other day. He's out a few days. Elijah Moore has been hurt as well. He's missed a few days. And Curtis Samuel, I believe he has a hamstring injury. He's missed a few days. So I think those three should be locked in. But there's room for some of these guys to make some noise here. But most of those guys haven't been doing very good. Like, Christian Wilkerson and Deion Kane have been getting some reps with the first team just because of some of these injuries. So a lot of injuries at the Bills wide receiver positions. But the three main ones are what we're worried about here. And then tight end, Dalton Kincaid missed a day the other day with knee soreness. But he came right back the next day. I'm not too worried about it. I think as long as they manage it, he should be fine. Dawson Knox hasn't practiced yet. So that has allowed rookie Jackson Hawes to really come in. And he's been doing pretty well, too, for them. So I like that. Hawes, I don't think I have too much of him, but he's probably available in some leagues. Probably not somebody I want outside of a really deep, like, 60-man roster league. So, but Kincaid, I really like this year. Josh Allen has talked about making him a star this year, basically, in so many words. So I've been in on Kincaid at his price, especially in redraft leagues. So I'm going to draft a lot of Dalton Kincaid this year, and I have. Let's move on to the Miami Dolphins. So quarterback position, these three are locked in. Tua, Zach Wilson, Quinn Ewers. And all three of them have done really good. Tua has been on point. Zach Wilson has shown some good stuff too. And so is Quinn Ewers. So everything I've read on the Dolphins quarterback so far has been really good. Running back position here, I think they have four on the roster. A-Chain, Jalen Wright, Alexander Mattison, Ollie Gordon. I kind of think all four of them are going to make the team. So I think, that's pretty much a locked-in four there. I think there could be some competition there between Jalen Wright and Alexander Mattison to who's going to really be the true backup. But we'll see how that plays out during camp here. Wide receivers, Jalen Waddle and Tyreek Hill have been the two main guys. Like, they are just constantly the main targets of Tua. And we've seen this offense just kind of been one-sided. It's been just Tyreek Hill, it's been Jalen Waddle, it's been A-Chain, and, you know, Jonnu Smith last year. Other than that, they don't really give the ball to anybody else. So I think that is going to be what's going to continue here. Darren Waller still hasn't come off the PUP list yet, but I've read that it's not like a injury or anything like that. It's just basically getting into shape again. He's coming to really good, like, physical looking shape, but like the conditioning and stuff he just needs to improve on. But so I would expect Darren Waller to start practicing here sometime in the near future. But yeah, those are like the only guys on the Miami offense I really want. A-Chain, Tua, Waller, Tyreek, Waddle. That's about it. One note I did want to bring up is the two young offensive linemen that they have. So Patrick Paul, the left tackle they drafted last year in the second round, he has done really, really well so far. He's been going up against Bradley Chubb and Chop Robinson and those guys in training camp and has stood his ground and done really well. So I like that as a very positive thing for the Miami Dolphins offensive line. And also their rookie that they drafted in the second round this year, Jonah Savanea, he has done really good as well. So I'm liking, the chances of this Miami offensive line to be a solid unit. I still don't love their depth. So there is some injuries there. I think could see some problems. And we've already seen their corners are just decimated with injuries. They've had to sign two guys off the streets. Two of their guys they had on their team already torn ACLs out for the year. So it is rough there for Miami. I think this isn't going to be a team that's going to have to throw a ton. They're going to have to throw to get back into games because this defense is probably not going to be very good in the secondary. Let's go over now to the New England Patriots. Drake May, Josh Dobbs, those are going to be your two quarterbacks. Nothing's going to change there. Running backs, Ramondre and Travion should be the top two guys here. Travion has done really good. He's showing some really good burst I've seen a lot of. He did have a fumble the other day and kind of got benched for it, so he's going to have to clean that up a little bit. But as far as who they're going to keep, I think it's going to be Ramondre, Travion, and probably Antonio Gibson. I don't see any of the other guys making their roster right now. Wide receiver position. So all that I've read so far on this is Stephon Diggs is the clear number one. He's practicing and doing all that. So that is great news for Stephon Diggs coming back from a torn ACL last year. Everything seems to be rocking and rolling there. DeMario Douglas has been the clear best second wide receiver, and it's not even been close. So DeMario Douglas should be the starting slot receiver for this team and have a big role. So I like him. Mac Hollins is still on the PUP list, hasn't practiced yet, so we don't really know what's going to go on there. But as far as the other outside receiver, it's been Kayshon Boutte that's been running there, and Kyle Williams has gotten some really good praise as well. Kyle Williams has been tremendous at New England Patriots camp, and I honestly think it's probably a matter of time before Kyle Williams ends up starting. It might not be until the second month of the season, but I think eventually Kyle Williams is going to get in there and play over Boutte and Mac Hollins. But I think those guys are going to be pretty decent here. For owners that have Javon Baker and Jalen Polk, nothing has really happened there, guys. Like, Jalen Polk just started practicing. He did come off the PUP list. They're not making big-time splashes, and this is kind of their last opportunity with a new regime basically in there. So we'll see what happens with Polk and Baker. I think it's just not looking really good right now. Another one I wanted to bring up, Efton Chisholm III. So I know a ton of people picked him up. He's been one of the waiver wire darlings. He struggled a little bit so far in camp. Like, he hasn't, produced like he was in OTAs, but he's still struggling a little bit. I don't know if he's going to make this team or not, to be honest. So if there's somebody in your league that likes him and you have him, if you could pick a third, even a fourth, off of your opponent for Efton Chisholm, I would go ahead and just do it. I think he's going to have a uphill battle here, and I know he has some buzz. So if you have an Efton Chisholm out there and somebody's willing to give you something for him, I think I would just go ahead, take it, take the free roster spot, and you could probably pick up somebody who's going to make an impact on your team. Tight end spot, Hunter Henry, Austin Hooper just came back from PUP. I think those are going to be your main two. The third tight end is going to be a battle. I've heard Jack Westover has looked pretty solid, and CJ Dupree, who can kind of go to fullback / tight end, he's a little bit valuable too. I haven't heard much on Jaheim Bell, so I would say the third tight end is kind of up in the air here for New England. We'll see what happens there, but it's probably not going to be a spot you want to worry about in fantasy way too much. All right, so let's get into the New York Jets now. So Justin Fields, he had that little injury scare, broke a toe, it sounded like, not a non-big toe. He's back already practicing, so I'm not worried about Justin Fields for like week one or anything. Tyrod Taylor is going to be the backup here. Running backs, so everything that I've read on the running backs, man, is they are going to be a run-first team this year. This is going to be a primarily run offense, and that's the strength of their offense. There's no doubt about it. So Breece Hall has done really good. Braylon Allen has been exceptional so far. He looks like faster, leaner, all that kind of stuff. Braylon Allen coming into his second year, he looks ready to make a big impact. So that is one of the handcuffs that I have to have this year is Braylon Allen. If something happens to Breece Hall, I think Braylon Allen can come in and give you almost top 12 production at the running back spot, maybe even higher than that at certain times. I think Braylon Allen passing game, even Breece Hall in the passing game has done really well. I think all those guys are going to be major contributors for the New York Jets this year. I think Braylon Allen could even be a flex play this year, to be honest with you. Isaiah Davis, that's another guy who's done really well so far. Gets a little bit of a different skill set than like a Braylon Allen does, you know, pass catcher type. So I think those three are going to have big roles this year for the New York Jets. Wide receiver is a whole different story, though. So Garrett Wilson, locked in, stud, number one. Josh Reynolds has been a very solid, locked-in number two wide receiver for the New York Jets so far. Those two are pretty much the locks. After that, it is a, I don't know what is going to happen. So the positive, we'll start there. Tyler Johnson is somebody that Aaron Glenn pointed out that has done really good so far, and it was somebody that was kind of a priority for them to sign this offseason. That makes me think Tyler Johnson is probably going to be the third wide receiver this year for the New York Jets. Now, a lot of these other receivers, Allen Lazard especially, and Malachi Corley have just not done very good at all. I would be willing to bet Allen Lazard is probably going to be a cut, and I wouldn't be shocked if Malachi Corley is a cut too. But it sounds like Tyler Johnson should have the inside track right now to be the third wide receiver, and he is probably 90% on your waiver wires in most of your leagues, to be honest with you. So that could be somebody you could pick up in your very deeper leagues. Arian Smith has done really good too, another rookie that they really like. So I think those four I'm going to consider locks right now. Garrett Wilson, Josh Reynolds, Tyler Johnson, and Arian Smith. I think those four guys are going to be locked in. Another guy that has done really good so far that I keep hearing a lot about is Jamal Pritchett. He is a UDFA, and he was a UDFA out of South Alabama. So Jamal Pritchett is somebody that has stepped up and done really well, especially in the return game. He is battling Xavier Gibson to be the returner for this team, and even if not, like, they could probably keep both of those guys, and those guys will both be returners for them, so I like that. Tight ends, Mason Taylor, clear number one, has been doing awesome at training camp so far. So I think Mason Taylor is going to be one of those rookie tight ends this year that actually does something really positive for us in fantasy. So I'm really excited for him. Jeremy Ruckert, Stone Smart, haven't heard too much on those guys, but I would expect them to most likely be the two tight ends behind Mason Taylor. Baltimore Ravens, so quarterback Lamar Jackson, stud. Cooper Rush, locked in backup. Devin Leary, if they keep a third, he's the third quarterback. That's all they have on the roster. Running backs have been, you know, obviously Derrick Henry is Derrick Henry. Justice Hill, they really trust. Those guys are locks. Keaton Mitchell, he's going to have to, you know, prove that he's healthy, and he's going to have to fight for his playing time, basically, to even have some sort of role in this team. But if I had to choose a third running back that they keep, I think it's going to be Keaton Mitchell over Rasheen Ali and Marcus Majors, their UDFA they have. Wide receivers, pretty much these three are locked in right now. Hopkins, Bateman, Zay Flowers as their starting three. One of the rookies from last year is really doing well and has been one of the better wide receivers at camp, and that's Devontae Walker out of North Carolina. Super talented wide receiver that was at North Carolina 2 years ago with Drake May. Had a really good season, had all kinds of NCAA issues, but when he played, he was really good. Last year, only had like one catch, so he didn't really get on the field too much, but everything that I've read so far at camp is he looks outstanding. I bet you he's going to be locked in as the wide receiver four on this team. And then some of the other receivers, like I haven't heard too much on Tylan Wallace, but he's a veteran, probably going to, you know, keep him. LaJonte Wester, haven't read too much on him yet. And then some of these other guys, you know, probably not going to make the team. They're only going to keep 5 to 6 wide receivers. Tight end. So Mark Andrews He's fine, but Isaiah Likely. So as of this morning, Tuesday morning or Wednesday morning that I'm doing this show, Isaiah Likely did break his foot, and he's going to miss 6 weeks. So he's going to have surgery on it. So that's going to put him in jeopardy for week one. Could be back for week one, but I think this is going to mean Mark Andrews, at least for the first month of the season, maybe first month and a half of the NFL season, he's going to be the locked-in tight end while Isaiah Likely gets back into shape. Obviously, he's not going to be able to run or do anything on a broken foot that's surgically repaired. So I think Mark Andrews is set up for a really good season this year, and he's somebody that you could probably get a little bit cheaper right now, especially in redraft leagues. Like, he goes around 7, 8-ish, you know, when he used to go around 3, 4-ish, you know, in our redraft league. So Mark Andrews is a very, very good value right now, somebody that I want to get on my teams if I can right now. But Isaiah Likely probably going to miss a little bit, and it's going to take him some time to get back. So if he doesn't get going until, you know, week four after, you know, conditioning and practicing and all that, you know, that's almost a quarter of our fantasy season. So I need to make sure I have Mark Andrews and somebody that I can rely on. Let's go to the Cincinnati Bengals now. So, you know, Bengals are a tougher team to kind of get some information on at times, but Joe Burrow, Jake Browning, those are going to be your two quarterbacks. Desmond Ridder right now, who they brought in as the third quarterback, I would say he's probably the lead to be the third quarterback if they are going to keep three. Running backs. All I have heard is Chase Brown, Chase Brown, Chase Brown. This, he's set up to have a really big season here. They are going to throw him the ball. Obviously, he's going to be running the ball quite a bit. And they have talked about him being a focal point of the offense, the offensive coordinator has. So I would expect Chase Brown to have a monster season. Like, I think you can usually get him in the middle to end of round two in your drafts and redrafts right now. And Chase Brown is definitely somebody I'm just going to press the button on every single time. Like, around that range is Jonathan Taylor and Josh Jacobs. I think in PPR leagues, it might make sense to take Chase Brown over both of those guys right now, just because he had 53 catches, I believe it was, last year, and he could have even more this year. So that is somebody I am targeting quite a bit in my leagues, is Chase Brown. He could be the guy that pops into the first round next year of redraft leagues as somebody that you like gotta have, like a Devin Achane did last year. I think Chase Brown has that kind of upside. Zach Moss, so it was revealed that he broke his neck in three different places. Still on the PUP list, not really practicing. Honestly, I don't see a path to where he makes the team, to be honest with you. I know he's trying his best. That's why he came back, to try and make it back in the NFL. I just don't know if the Bengals are going to risk it with that kind of a guy who broke his neck in three different places. That's pretty scary. So I'm not drafting Zach Moss. I have cut some Zach Moss in my leagues. I'm just not going to deal with that personally. I think he's probably going to have to retire. Taj Brooks and Samaje Perine, though, have done pretty decently. I've been kind of telling people Samaje Perine is the backup on this team. Even if Zach Moss was healthy, I think Samaje Perine is the backup on this team. They absolutely love Samaje Perine. They were disappointed when he left for Denver a couple years ago, but they brought him back. They know what he can do. They know the role that he can play and provides for them, and they like that a lot. So Samaje Perine is the backup running back here. You know, and they've kind of been slow rolling rookies running backs for as long as I can remember. So I'm not expecting Taj Brooks to come in here and, you know, light the door, you know, blow the doors off this thing. It's going to take a while. It took Chase Brown a while his first year. Even though he's behind Joe Mixon, he didn't really play that much. So I think it's going to be a little bit of a similar situation there for Taj Brooks. Wide receivers, you know, Chase, Higgins, Osavas, those are your three. Jermaine Burton, though, he has really turned it around so far, knock on wood. You know, this guy could snap at any moment, it seems like. But everything so far is he is working hard, making plays at training camp and everything. It seems like he's on a very solid rebound, but he is on super thin ice. I would expect if something happens again where he is getting in trouble, missing meetings, whatever it is, they're just probably just going to end up cutting his ass because that's how close he is to not being on this roster. So he's on super thin ice, but everything so far has been positive on Jermaine Burton. So if somebody wants to give you something for him, a third, I would just take it and run it, to be honest with you. But I don't know anybody who's going to give you a third-round pick for Jermaine Burton right now. The other receivers, really nothing else really to report there. I think it's going to be your main three guys here, Gesicki at tight end and all that. Haven't really read too much on the other tight ends on this team, even though there's a lot of them. So I'm hoping to kind of get some more info on the Bengals. That's kind of, a team that's been hard to get some info on so far this year. Cleveland Browns. So quarterback position, obviously Kenny Pickett is probably going to miss a week, maybe 2 weeks. And I think that's good for the Browns, to be quite honest. That gives Joe Flacco the number one reps that he needs and deserves. And I truly believe Joe Flacco is going to be the starting quarterback of this team. And whether they injure reserve Kenny Pickett for the year or they just cut him or whatever it is, I think this is the best thing for the Cleveland Browns. Even though Kenny Pickett had looked very good and solid and all that stuff, I don't believe it. I don't trust it. I've seen it with my eyes. It's not very good. I've seen my eyes with Joe Flacco and what he can do in this offense. So I'm very interested in Joe Flacco being the starting quarterback of this team. Dylan Gabriel would be the number two and Shador would be the number three. And so far, Gabriel and Shador Sanders have both done really solid so far. There hasn't really been too much negative on either of those guys. So I like that quite a bit. Running backs. I think Jerome Ford probably is the starter right now in theory. With Dylan Sampson, probably, I think Dylan Sampson's a better player than Jerome Ford. So I think Dylan Sampson has an opportunity here to take that spot over. But right now, those are going to be your two guys. They're going to play a ton. Who knows on Quinshon Judkins? I haven't heard anything. It's the same info that everybody else has. So we just have to wait and see on Quinshon Judkins. Wide receivers, Cedric Tillman, Jerry Jeudy, those guys are locked in starters. Deontay Johnson has done pretty good so far. Other than that, there's been Caden Davis has had a couple plays. And Luke Fleurier, a UDFA that they have, has made some nice plays as well, too. I keep seeing his name pop up, especially with Shador Sanders and Dylan Gabriel. But for right now, it's Tillman, Jerry Johnson. And I feel confident on Deontay Johnson that he's going to have a role on this team. But after that, it's kind of a crapshoot. We're going to have to kind of see how the training camp or the preseason games play out for the Browns there. Tight end. We saw what Flacco and Njoku did together. It was magic. I think Njoku is, if Flacco is indeed the starter, I think Njoku is a top five, top six tight end this year in fantasy. Like, he's that good. And I think Harold Fannin is another guy, especially with Flacco in there, and Flacco's been hitting him pretty good. Fannin is going to be a guy that is going to be a big part of this offense, too. So I really like Njoku and Fannin on this team right now. Third tight end. Probably not a big deal right now. I haven't really heard too much on it. Pittsburgh Steelers. Aaron Rodgers, he's the starter. Mason Rudolph's the backup. Will Howard has been doing really, really good, too. I think he's going to make the team and has done really solid so far. So really good positive news on Will Howard. Running backs here, I think they're going to keep three. Jaylen Warren, Caleb Johnson. Caleb Johnson has looked tremendous so far, too. I think Caleb Johnson is set up to have a really big year, especially he does have some passing game chops, too. It's not like he's a zero in the pass game. So I think Jaylen Warren's going to handle that more often than not, but Caleb Johnson can do it. And Kenny Gainwell, I think that's going to kind of put a little kibosh on maybe Caleb's PPR upside because Gainwell can catch the ball quite a bit, too, and he's doing pretty good there. So three solid running backs here for the Steelers, and I think they all offer different things. Jaylen Warren's kind of the jack of all trades, can do everything. I think Caleb Johnson on the running plays, power run plays, he's going to be the guy. And then Gainwell is kind of like a third down specialist, receiving guy specialist. Wide receivers here. So other than DK Metcalf, I haven't really heard too much on these other guys. Calvin Austin, Roman Wilson, Robert Woods. To be honest with you, I haven't heard a damn thing about any of them. So DK Metcalf is probably locked into 140, 150 targets this year, honestly. Like, I think Rodgers is going to be hyper-targeting him quite a bit. So that is somebody in round five I just pull the trigger on and redraft. Tight ends, Jonnu Smith just came back from a little bit of an injury, so we haven't really seen him ramped up. But I expect, you know, Freiermuth and Jonnu are going to be big parts of this offense as well. Offensive line has looked pretty solid so far, too, for Pittsburgh. So that's just more good news for Pittsburgh on that one. But just a little bit of the lack of the weapons, the receiver position, I think is going to hurt them. If Alan Lazard gets cut, I wouldn't be shocked if they kick the tires on him. Let's go now to the Houston Texans. So quarterback C.J. Stroud, he has been pretty solid so far. You know, he's had a couple ups and downs, but nothing major that I'm worried about with C.J. Stroud. It's a new offense. So Davis Mills is the backup. Graham Mertz, the sixth-round pick they drafted out of Florida, probably going to be the third running back right now. Or quarterback, I'm sorry, not running back. Going into running backs now. So the running back spot, we haven't had very good news so far. So Joe Mixon, probably going to be sidelined most of training camp. We'll see if he's ready for week one. They're talking like he should be, but it sounds like his foot injury just didn't really heal from last year, and he's been having problems with it. If you look at Jeff Mueller on X, you follow him. He's one of the injury docs that works in the fantasy space. I usually trust his opinion on stuff. I think he does a pretty solid job on things. He doesn't sound very optimistic on Joe Mixon this year. So I have kind of faded Joe Mixon. If somebody wants to buy Joe Mixon from me for like a second and another running back, he can go. I'll let somebody else deal with it this year. I think Nick Chubb is somebody that he's working it back from his foot injury as well. And everything sounds like it's gone well so far for Chubb. So Chubb's a guy that is sneaky right now. Like, he could legit be a top 12 running back for us this year, and you're getting him in round 13, 14 in redraft leagues right now. It's crazy. Chubb is somebody that I have been picking up quite a bit of lately. Damian Pierce, he's on the pup list. This is a time where Damian Pierce needs to be healthy, and he's not. So that's not good for Damian Pierce. I think there's a chance he ends up being a cut. But if Mixon is going to miss time, they might keep him around just for that, but we'll see. Woody Marks and Dare Ogunwale have really stepped in so far, too, playing a lot. Receiving game, you know, Ogunwale can kind of do everything. So I think those guys are kind of almost locks on this team, especially if Mixon's going to miss. So I think four of these running backs should make the team. Do want to give a shout-out to 2024 sixth-round pick Jawar Jordan. In the absence of Mixon and Pierce, he has really stepped up as well. So I think he's fighting for a spot on this team. I don't know if they keep five running backs, but it is something to monitor with them. Let's take a look now at the wide receiver position here for the Texans. So far, I mean, good news on everybody. Nico, Jaden Higgins, Christian Kirk, all working really good here with C.J. Stroud. It sounds like Higgins is probably going to be a starter here. He's done really well. Jalen Knoll has made some nice plays as well. So I think those four are kind of locked in. After that, though, there is just a modgeposh of fucking receivers here for the Texans. Xavier Hutchins, Justin Watson, Braxton Berrios, John Mechie. It's going to probably have to come down to some of these training camp or preseason games to see what happens there. Tight end spot. You know, they got five guys, if you want to count Irv Smith. Kind of all battling for positions here. I think Dalton Schultz is probably the one that's most locked in. Brevin Jordan's returned from an ACL injury from last year. He's been getting back and going, so he's kind of, you know, slow to start, but that's expected. Cade Stover, Luke O'Shea, I haven't heard too much on those guys yet, but I think that's going to be something in the preseason games I want to keep attention to is that Texans tight end situation. Let's go ahead and talk about the Indianapolis Colts now. So at quarterback position, you know, Daniel Jones came into this training camp as the leader in the clubhouse. But he hasn't like really pulled away at all during training camp. So Anthony Richardson did start, didn't, you know, not start injured. He was coming back from that shoulder injury, surgery that he had in the off season, and he had a little bit of soreness. They shut him down there in OTAs. But he's back, he's healthy, and everything's been going solid so far. Richardson's had his ups and downs, though, like he normally does, accuracy and all that, but he has gotten a little bit better. Breaking news as I'm redoing this, Zach Moss is cut. So if you're on the listen to the Bengals part a few minutes ago, Zach Moss already got cut. So that kind of explained it for you. Anyways, back to Richardson. So Richardson has piled up a little bit more, and I don't think this is Daniel Jones's job. I think this is a legit competition still between these two, and I think the organization wants Richardson, but if you know, it's going to be who's the most consistent, and it's legit a camp battle between these two guys of who's going to be more consistent every day and in the games to decide who's going to be the starting quarterback right now. So honestly, it is totally up in the air. Running backs position. So Jonathan Taylor, stud starter, he's in there. DJ Giddens has looked really, really good so far. He's probably going to be the RB2 right now over Khalil Herbert, over Tyler Goodson. Giddens has just made explosive plays in camp. I think Giddens is probably going to be the RB2 here. Wide receivers. I think the starters are pretty much locked in. Downs, Pierce, Pittman Jr. have all looked really good. A.D. Mitchell has looked really good as well for the Colts. He's had some ups and downs, though. I'll give him that, but probably more ups than downs. He looks like he's just getting better. I think there's going to be a point this year where A.D. Mitchell, his talent is too good to not put on the field, where I think he might kind of take us over for Alec Pierce there. This is Alec Pierce's last year of his rookie deal, I do believe. Where he has one more year left. But anyways, I think A.D. Mitchell is somebody that could really come in and have a good season this year. Other receivers, I've heard Anthony Gould, their fifth-round pick from last year, has made some plays. But other than that, not too many other receivers that I've heard about with the Colts. Tight end, it's been the Tyler Warren show. Tyler Warren is the number one tight end this year. Thank God, because if you listen to my waiver wire podcast, I always talked about the Colts fuck fest at tight end. Colts fuck fest at tight end is officially over. It is the Tyler Warren show. He has done very, very well at training camp so far. He's going to be a big part of this offense. The other tight ends, honestly, I haven't even heard much about him. Like, I was kind of hoping, hey, Jelani Woods, he's back. Can I get some info? Nope, haven't heard. I haven't even seen him once on there. So, I think the other tight end positions are going to kind of come down, and we'll see what happens in the preseason games for the Colts this year. All right, let's go over now to Jacksonville. So, quarterback Trevor Lawrence has looked really good so far, kind of in command of the offense, this new offense. That Liam Coleman is going to be running here. So I really like what Trevor Lawrence has shown so far. Nick Mullins is the clear backup as well. I think the third quarterback position is kind of up in the air. Running back. So I think ETN is probably listed as the starter, but the one that has made the most headlines is Tank Bigsby. He has been a beast so far, catching the ball, running the ball, everything. Like, I wouldn't be shocked if Tank Bigsby is the starter this year. And that was kind of a guy that I backed off on a little bit. But he has proven that he might be the best running back there right now. So Tank Bigsby is somebody that I've moved up in my rankings for redraft. I didn't get a whole lot of him early on in my drafts that I was doing, but I'm looking to rectify that the rest of the draft season. Bashaw Tootin, honestly, I haven't heard too much on him other than he's, you know, shown some explosive plays, but I think it's going to take him a little bit to, you know, make a dent on this team. So I think Bigsby and ETN are fairly safe. LaQuint Allen and Jaquindon Jackson have both made a lot of plays too. And I know the Jags really like LaQuint Allen. So I think Jaquindon probably is going to be somebody on their practice squad, but I think they really like all five of these running backs that they do have. Wide receivers, I think the top three are locked in. Brian Thomas Jr., Travis Hunter, and Dyami Brown. Travis Hunter has gone back and forth between offense and defense, like 2 days defense, 2 days offense.
he was their best corner the one day and best, you know, best looking wide receiver the next day making plays. So, man, I think both of the, you know, Travis Hunter is going to be very, very polarizing and interesting player this year in fantasy to see what happens there. I've seen him start in the fall in our redraft leagues. Like early on, he was going like round four, round five ish. I've seen him fall to six, seven lately, and that could be a tremendous value for you. I think if the Travis Hunter, like, I don't want to rely on him as like my number two wide receiver, but if I can get him as my third receiver or fourth receiver, ideally, I'm all in on Travis Hunter at that point, because there is just major upside there to where Travis Hunter could break your league if you have him and you get him at that tremendous value. So Travis Hunter, definitely somebody I want. Dyami Brown, they absolutely love him. He's going to be a big part of this offense. Parker Washington's another one. And then there's the battle for the five and six spots. So Eli Pankle, a guy that I really didn't study too much of or heard of. He is a wide receiver from Duke, and he has come in and he is just making play after play after play. He's been super impressive so far. I think there's a good shot he makes the team. And Josh Cephas, a guy from last year that I talked about from UTSA that I really liked. He did make the practice squad and he got called up later in the year and did play a little bit, but he has stuck around. He was somebody I really liked last year, so I think there's some opportunity there for him. And then tight ends, I think it's been Brenton Strange. Johnny Munt hasn't really practiced. Hunter Long's been hurt. Quentin Morris, who they brought in from Buffalo, I bet he makes the team. But it's probably gonna be Strange, Munt, and Quentin Morris would be my three tight ends here for Jacksonville that I think make the team. Tennessee Titans. So we'll start at the quarterback position. I think their three quarterbacks are locked in with Will Levis going on IR. What do you do with Will Levis? I cut him in my best ball leagues. I'm just not going to deal with it. So Will Levis, goodbye. Cam Ward, he is the unquestioned starter. We all knew that. Brandon Allen, unquestioned backup. And Tim Boyle will be the third. Running backs. So from all everything that I've heard, it's Pollard and Tajay Spears are going to be the two main guys kind of playing the same roles they did last year. Tajay Spears really did come on at the end of last year. If you look at his stats, like for week 15, 16, 17, like he did pretty damn well. He was almost an RB1 one week because he had two touchdowns. But Tajay Spears, definitely somebody that I am going to target this year. I think he's somebody that you can get in round 10 or later that can make a nice impact for your team this year. Julius Chestnut and Khalil Mullings are battling it out for the third spot. I think Khalil Mullings, just because he was drafted in the sixth round, has the leg up right now. Wide receivers. So the wide receiver position is really up in the air here too. Do they keep seven wide receivers? I think, you know, that's a possibility. So we'll go with like the locked in guys. So I think Calvin Ridley, Van Jefferson, Alec Amanor, and Chimere DK are locked in on this team right now. All four of those guys have done, you know, Ridley especially, Amanor and Chimere DK have done really good too. I think Tyler Lockett is probably a lock, but I'm not going to say he is 100% a lock. I think there's an opportunity there for Chimere DK or Restrepo to maybe come in and steal that slot job, but I think Lockett has probably got it in. I haven't heard much of Restrepo, to be honest with you. I think that's a guy, another guy that was like Efton Chisholm that people were drafting and stuff like that. If somebody's going to give me something for Restrepo, I'd probably just sell him. Be honest with you. Give me a fourth, you can have him. Just kind of take your profit there and move on. I just think he's, I haven't, like I said, he hasn't made any splash plays yet that I've read. So that's somebody I would be willing to sell. Bryce Oliver, who's one of their special teams aces, I think he's going to make the team. So if you're keeping Ridley, Lockett, Jefferson, Amanor, DK, that's five. I think Bryce Oliver is the sixth. Do they keep seven receivers? I don't know. Prochet has done really good too. He's a special teams guy. Or do they keep Restrepo? Could they just get Restrepo on waivers and put him on the practice squad? I think that's a very good possibility. So, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with Restrepo right now. Tight ends, this is another interesting spot. So Chig Okonkwo and Gunnar Helm, I think those guys are locks. Gunnar Helm has done really, really well. So is Chig. Josh Wiley, they've talked about him being the most likely cut candidate. He has not done very good at training camp so far, and it sounds like a college free agent, David Martin Robinson, has done really well so far. He is a tight end out of Temple that they really like. He has played over Josh Wiley, so it sounds like the Josh Wiley experiment there is probably over for the Tennessee Titans. Let's go over now to the Denver Broncos. So with Denver at quarterback, Bo Nix, Jarrett Stidham, Sam Ellinger, if they're going to keep three, those are going to be the three. There's nobody else there. Running back so far, so J.K. Dobbins and R.J. Harvey have both looked great so far. Both have been running with the first team offenses, and I think that's pretty much what we all expect. Dobbins and Harvey are going to be the guys. But Harvey has been one of those guys that has just made explosive plays, just really quick, kind of, you know, made Sean Payton be like, whoa, you know, kind of thing. He kind of turned his head on one of his plays and was talking to the coaches about a play that he made. So that's good news on him. Jaleel McLaughlin, he's been mixed in a little bit too with the one, so I think he's probably locked in. Estime has made a couple plays, hasn't really stood out, but he made a nice receiving play the other day that I did read about, so that was interesting. I think those would probably be the four running backs that they keep. Wide receivers here, so some interesting ones. I think Cortland Sutton just got his big pay raise. That was nice. Marvin Mims has done solid so far, too. Haven't really heard much on Devon Vele, but Troy Franklin, that's a guy who has come in a lot better this year, has made a lot of plays at training camp so far, and I think Troy Franklin is a guy that maybe could sneak in there. Pat Bryan has played with some with the ones as well, and he's looked pretty solid. So I don't say, you know, Pat Bryan's blowing the doors off of things here. Is he locked as a starter? Absolutely not. But I think Pat Bryan is somebody that has been positive so far. Trent Sherfield Sr. as well. That is a guy that they really like as well. Now, is he going to make a fantasy impact? No, he's never made a fantasy impact. But it's somebody that just keeps popping up every single day that's making plays. Tight end, Evan Engram, him and Bo Nix have done really well together so far, too. Evan Engram, I think he's going to be a really good tight end for this team. And honestly, these other tight ends on their team, I haven't read too much on so far. So I'm going to refrain from going into those guys. Let's go over to Kansas City, though. Patrick Mahomes and Gardner Minshew, I think those guys are locked in. And I think the third quarterback's kind of a battle right now. Do they even keep a third quarterback? That's another debate. Running back. So I think haven't really read too much on Pacheco yet. That's kind of something I'd like to learn a little bit more about. But Elijah Mitchell has kind of been running as like the second team running back with Kareem Hunt, you know, getting in there too. Breshard Smith has been, you know, not a gadget player, but he's been used in the past game quite a bit, and with Patrick Mahomes. So positive news there on Breshard Smith that he's getting some playing time there with Patrick Mahomes. I think he's going to make the team as a seventh-round pick, so I like that a lot. Let's go into the wide receiver. So we know the stuff with Rashee Rice. Is he going to get suspended? Is he not going to get suspended? I've heard it both ways. I'm kind of just waiting to see what's going to happen there. Hollywood Brown did get banged up yesterday. So did Xavier Worthy. I guess he fell on his neck, I believe. Haven't heard any updates on either of those guys as of Wednesday morning, but we'll see what happens there. They're going to be the locked-in guys. Another wide receiver who is doing tremendous is Jalen Royals. He's even played some with Patrick Mahomes. So I think Jalen Royals definitely going to make this team, and that's somebody that could make a contribution here at some point. I've liked everything that I've read on Jalen Royals and nothing but positive things. Juju's looked decent. Jason Brownlee, the former Jets standout from training camps past, he's been making some plays too, so I think that's interesting. I think there's just too many receivers here for Sky Moore to like even make it, so if you still have Sky Moore, just cut him already. Tight ends, haven't read too much on a lot of the other guys. Obviously, Kelsey and Gray are going to make this team. Jared Wiley coming back from ACL. I haven't read too much on him, but the one I have read about a ton is Robert Tonyan, former Packers tight end, former Vikings tight end. Tonyan has come in and done a really good job there, and he's been super impressive. So they have some questions here at the tight end spot that they're going to have to answer. Do they keep Wiley, who they drafted in the fourth round? Jake Brenningstuhl, probably a practice squad candidate, but somebody they like. But Tonyan, could he make this roster? I think that's a real interesting thing. And then just to bring up their offensive line, so Josh Simmons has came in, and he looking like the starting left tackle day one, which is huge for them. So that kind of moves, it means they can move Jalen Moore around a little bit. He can kind of be the swing tackle, who they paid him a lot of money, but the Chiefs offensive line is looking pretty solid so far. So liking that, as long as they don't get a ton of injuries. Raiders, Geno Smith, Aiden O'Connell, those have been your 1-2 at quarterback. Cam Miller, who I really like. I haven't heard too much on him yet, so hoping to get some more info on him. Running back spots, I think it's pretty much a locked-in top three. Ashton Jeanty, Raheem Mostert, and Sincere McCormick are going to be the locked-in top three guys. Mostert did miss kind of like a Veterans Day off, and McCormick was the one who stepped up there and played RB2 that day. Haven't heard much on Zamir White. I think it's safe to go ahead and just cut Zamir White now. Just cut him, pick up somebody that's more relevant for you on your roster. Just clear it up now. Pull off the Band-Aid. Wide receivers here. So Jacoby Myers and Dante Thornton Jr., the rookie, I think those are going to be starters for you. I think Trey Tucker is still going to be a part of this offense. Jack Besh. He's had some ups and downs a little bit, but he's playing multiple positions. He's learning the slot. He's learning the outside, the receiver spot. So Jack Besh is somebody that's going to have some days here. A guy that has made a lot of plays, Alex Backman, who's been with the Bengals. He's been with the Titans. He's kind of just like a jack of all trades, master of none type player. Probably like a core special teams player, probably makes the team, but fantasy relevant, no. But just wanted to bring up that he's having a good camp. Tight ends, Bowers and Mayer. So they've been using Michael Mayer quite a bit in training camp. So this is going to be an offense that uses two tight ends quite a bit. So Michael Mayer is somebody I am definitely interested in as well. Let's go over to the LA Chargers. All right, here. So with the Chargers now at quarterback, obviously Justin Herbert is the main guy here. I think Taylor Heinicke is going to be the backup here. Trey Lance is going to start in the Hall of Fame game here on Thursday. So tomorrow when you're listening to this, I bet he probably plays most of the first half. And then G.J. Uiagalelei is probably going to be the backup there. I would bet Trey Lance makes his team over Uiagalelei. He hasn't done very good at all. Running back. So, Amarian Hampton has looked tremendous so far. And this offensive line is stacked. Like, this is a very, very good offensive line. As long as they're healthy. I think Hampton, you know, he's kind of creeping up into round two. Definitely round three for sure. In most of our redraft leagues right now, he could be a problem this year. Najee Harris still hasn't practiced yet. You know, it could be a sensitive to light and sun kind of thing, as from what I'm understanding, and that's why he hasn't been practicing. We'll see what happens here with Najee, though. I've kind of backed down on him a little bit, especially with Hampton getting all this time. I would expect Hampton to kind of be the guy here. Rocket Sanders, that's a guy, he hasn't practiced yet. It's kind of been on the he did practice. He's just been, he's missed the last couple. That was it. That's disappointing for me. Like, I wanted to see Rocket Sanders come in here and just storm past all these guys. But, you know, Vidal has stepped up a little bit. Jarrett Patterson is still sticking around. They signed Nyheim Hines. You know, it's going to be interesting to see here the battle for the 3 and 4 spots here for the Chargers. I'm hoping it's Rocket Sanders, but we'll see. Wide receivers. So with the retirement of Mike Williams, that's kind of opened up some opportunities here. Trey Harris has done really, really well as a rookie. So has Andre Lambert Smith. He keeps making play after play after play. He's been really solid. Jalen Reagor has run with the one some, but I think Jalen Reagor is probably just a depth piece at best. Quentin Johnston has had some ups and downs, but I would say probably more ups than downs, but he has had some drops, which he's, you know, been known to in the past. Ladd McConkey, he's a stud. But Lambert Smith, if he's out there on your waiver wires, I'm definitely picking him up. Darius Davis, they brought him up the other day, Jim Harbaugh did, that he is having a tremendous camp, and that's not just his special teams ability, but his receiving, like his route running's been better, catching the ball's been better. That's a guy that they're pretty high on. So I think they have a really solid six wide receivers here for the Chargers that they haven't had in a long time. Tight ends, I honestly haven't heard too much on Disley and Conklin. Aronde Gadsden, that's somebody who's impressed, though, and he's run some with the first-team offense. So I think Gadsden's going to have a role on this team. I don't know if he starts. I think Disley and Conklin probably have him there. But I think Gadsden is somebody that's not going to get cut by this team. They like him a lot. Let's go over now to the NFC side. Let's go to the Dallas Cowboys. Dak Prescott and Joe Milton have been the one, too. Joe Milton has looked really impressive. I think, for me, he's probably owned in every league anyways. But Joe Milton is going to be probably one of my top five backup quarterbacks that you have to own in all of the NFL. I think Joe Milton, if Dak were to go down, Joe Milton is talented enough in spurts to be a fantasy contributor for us, no doubt in my mind. Like, running the ball, passing the ball. Like, I don't think he's going to be some consistent guy like Dak Prescott is, but I think he can do enough for you in fantasy to be a problem. So Joe Milton is definitely somebody I want to own. If he's available in your league for some reason, or if you have Dak Prescott, I think Joe Milton is definitely worth somebody going to explore, to acquire, or pick up. Running backs, so far it's been Javonte Williams, Miles Sanders running as the 1-2, but Jaden Blue has looked really good so far. I think all that talk before training camp started about he's lazy and all that has kind of been misrepresented, and Jaden Blue has been one of the highlights of Dallas Cowboys training camp so far, so liking everything I'm hearing there. I think Javonte is going to be the starter. Sanders will mix in here and there, and Jaden Blue is going to kind of be, hopefully, like I thought he was going to be, the Tony Pollard of this offense. That's kind of what I'm hoping. Phil Maffa, haven't heard much on him yet either. Wide receivers, though, CeeDee Lamb, George Pickens, those guys are going to have monster seasons, no doubt in my mind. So George Pickens is somebody I've been drafting a lot in my redraft leagues too, like round five-ish. You know, sometimes he can fall around six. I'm just pressing the button on George Pickens every time. Jalen Tolbert, haven't heard too much on him so far, but he is running with the starters. Kevontae Turpin, they've talked about using him in multiple different spots, like out of the backfield, jet sweeps, kind of being like a gadget type player. So I think Kevontae Turpin is somebody that they're going to rely on quite a bit. But a lot of these other receivers I just haven't heard too much on yet. So we're probably going to have to wait for the preseason games to figure that one out. Tight ends. Jake Ferguson just signed a new big deal. He's there with Dallas to stay. So I think that kind of puts a kibosh on the Luke Schoonmaker stuff that I talked about earlier this offseason. I think Schoonmaker is still worth rostering in certain leagues. But if you're just in a regular 1.5 tight end premium league and Schoonmaker's on your roster, I think it's okay to cut him to go pick up a running back or a receiver or whatever. Brevin Spanford, he got injured the other day, but that's somebody they really like, and that's been coming on a little bit lately. And none of the other tight ends I've heard too much about, to be honest. New York Giants. So Russell Wilson is the starter. Jackson Dart has struggled, but he's gotten better as time has gone on. So like early on, it was a struggle. But he's gotten better each day. And I think it's just he's picking up the pace of the game, picking up the playbook and all that. I think Jackson Dart's going to be fine. I'm not too worried there. But I just wanted to give a little bit of an update that he has struggled a little bit, but he's gotten better as time has gone on. Jameis Winston, probably the quarterback three on this team. Running backs, Tyrone Tracy and Cam Scadabo have both split times with the ones. Scadabo finally got in there with the ones, and he all I've seen on him, man, is he looks great, like catching the ball especially. Like they've been using him out on routes, and he's caught the ball really well. I think with the pads getting on here, they're going to, we're going to see what Scadabo is really about here. Tracy, too. I think both of those guys are really good bets. Devin Singletary, haven't heard too much on him. But Dante Miller early on, especially, before the pads came on, Dante Miller was somebody that was making some noise. He was a undrafted free agent from last year from South Carolina. He has come on a little bit, too. Could make Devin Singletary expendable at some point. Eric Gray has been on PUP. If you still have Eric Gray, please just cut him. Wide receivers. Malik Nabers is Malik Nabers. Did have a little bit of a shoulder injury. He's been fine. Wandale Robinson, he did get a little bit of an injury too, but he's been making some plays. He's been looking good. Darius Slayton, solid veteran. Jalen Hyatt has made some plays too, kind of out of the doghouse finally, but then he got hurt a little bit, banged up. Lil Jordan Humphrey, I think he's going to probably make this team as well. Some of the other guys here, like there's some guys here that I was hoping to see a little bit more from, like Bo Collins, Antoine Wells. Just haven't heard too much on those guys yet, to be honest with you. So I want to see a little bit more. But this is a super deep wide receiver room that they have. I mean, they literally have 14 wide receivers on the roster, guys. 14. They're going to keep maybe 6. So there's a lot of juggling here to be done at the wide receiver spot for the Giants. Tight ends, haven't heard too much, but Theo Johnson should be fine. Daniel Bellinger, man hurts. I think Thomas Fedone is somebody that a lot of people have been picking up. I want to see a little bit more from him, and we'll probably see that more in the preseason games, but I just haven't heard too much on him through the training camp practices so far. And let's see, the Philadelphia Eagles, quarterbacks. So Jalen Hurts has been solid. Nothing really to report there. Tanner McKee's been the backup. And there's been a camp battle between McCord and Dorian Thompson-Robinson to be the third quarterback. Sounds like Thompson-Robinson's had some good days. Kyle McCord's had some good days. We'll see what the third quarterback situation is going to be there. Running backs, obviously Barkley. They're kind of easing Barkley in. They're not going to overwork him this early, especially after the major workload that he's coming off of. But A.J. Dillon has stepped up, and he's run some with the one so far when Barkley's out. And A.J. Dillon gives them something different. He's a fucking hammer. He's a big boy. He's going to be somebody that I think makes this team and gives them a different role. That, they probably haven't had an A.J. Dillon type since Jordan Howard. So, it's been a few years since they've had a running back there like this. So I think A.J. Dillon is somebody I'll pick up off waivers, too. A lot of people cut him during the season last year because he didn't play at all. So I think that's somebody that could be out there in your leagues. Will Shipley, he's looked better in his second season, too, second camp, knowing the offense and all that. Will Shipley has looked really good. So I'm excited for that. Montrell Johnson Jr. So this is a guy that from Florida. I really liked his tape. He was one of my favorite running back prospects, probably the guy I put up there way too high compared to other guys. But he has been really good in camp so far, too. I think he's probably has an uphill battle to make the team, but I think he's probably a very good shot to make their practice squad. Wide receivers, so Devontae Smith's gotten banged up a little bit. A.J. Brown's a stud. They've been kind of switching in and out of some of these receivers. So Jahan Dotson, I think he should make the team. Doing okay. Anina Smith and Johnny Wilson have both mixed in with the ones, and so has Terrace Marshall Jr., the former Panthers and Raiders player. Marshall is somebody that they actually really like, and A.J. Brown's even talked about him, that he's looked pretty good so far. So I think he's a guy that might sneak in as the third wide receiver on this team, is Terrace Marshall. So, but what does that matter? The Eagles don't fucking throw the third receiver. They haven't for 3-4 years. So it really doesn't matter, to be honest with you. But I just want to bring these guys up as guys that could maybe have a best ball game for you at some point. Or if Smith or A.J. Brown get hurt, maybe they step in. But just kind of want to keep you abreast of that. Tight ends. Dallas Goedert has looked really good. You know, like a lot of people predicted his demise. Well, he looks pretty damn good so far from everything that I've read. The backup tight ends, I really haven't heard too much on these guys. Calcaterra, Granson, Harrison Bryant. I think those are probably your main four. Main three tight ends behind Goddard. We'll see who makes the roster out of those guys. We'll probably have to wait for preseason games to figure that out. Let's go over now to Washington. So quarterback Jaden Daniels, Marcus Mariota, he's been solid. Sam Hartman has gotten in there a little bit too. So I think there's a competition there between Josh Johnson and Sam Hartman. Running back is very interesting. So Brian Robinson Jr., Eckler are the starters right now. Eckler's even doing some returning, kick returning, punt returning, all that. The one that's standing out, though, I keep reading about every single day, is Jacory Kroski-Merritt, the rookie seventh-round pick. He's been playing with the ones a little bit. And the beat writers are talking about how he just looks different than a lot of these running backs. This is a guy that I'll go spend the third-round pick and buy Jacory Kroski-Merritt. I think this highly of the kid. If he's out there in your waivers, by all means, spend a ton of money to pick him up, as I think he's worth it. This is one of the things about training camp news and notes that I have learned over the last 5 years. Well, not learned, but just things have changed. Is Jacory Kroski-Merritt 5 years ago was on waiver wires probably in 85% of our leagues, and me and Scott Connor and other players would just scoop these guys up and stash them before anybody even knew who he was, and we would just make major profit off of the Philip Lindsays and the Jalen Warrens of the world. Guess what, guys? Kroski-Merritt is probably not available in maybe 5% of leagues he's available in right now, to be honest with you. I think the fantasy industry and people as a whole have just gotten smarter. They're listening to podcasts more. They're listening to content, you know, whatever, wherever it is, Twitter or, you know, whatever social media platform that you follow. And, you know, these guys are getting swooped up more. It just is what it is. Like, we have to adapt to that. But Kroski-Merritt is somebody, I think he's going to be a really big deal this year at some point. So that's somebody I want some pieces of. Wide receivers, McLaurin, he's been doing his hold-in, basically, waiting for a new contract. I think with Courtland Sutton getting done, I think that's going to help Terry McLaurin. I would expect by Sunday, Terry McLaurin's got to have a new contract. They got to get him in there and practicing. Like, I'm not worried about McLaurin. I'll still draft McLaurin in round 4 or 5 in my redraft leagues right now. He's a really good player. He knows how to prepare, all that stuff. He's played 17 games every single season, never missed a game. So I'm not worried about Terry McLaurin and his preparation. So I'm still going to take him. Noah Brown, he's still out. But Deebo Samuel, I think it's kind of a blessing in disguise that McLaurin is missing all this time, because Deebo, he came in really good shape, and he's been awesome so far for Washington. And getting that chemistry down now with Jaden Daniels is perfect for Deebo Samuel. I think Deebo Samuel, somebody I definitely want to get in redraft leagues this year. And if he's cheap in some of our dynasty leagues, I'll pick him up too. Like, if I can get him for a second round pick, I'll send the second round pick for Deebo easily. I think Debo's in for a big year. These other receivers, though, I just haven't heard too much, to be honest with you. And there's a lot of them. I've heard a little bit on Jacory Brooks has looked solid. But Michael Gallups, the KJ Osborns, Jalen Lane, Luke McCaffrey. Honestly, I haven't read too much on those guys. So might have to see how they play in the preseason games. Tight ends, another position I haven't heard too much on. Zach Ertz is Zach Ertz, but I haven't heard much on Ben Sinnott yet. So we'll see what happens there on him. I want to hear some news on him. Chicago Bears. So quarterback, Caleb Williams has been, I would say, solid so far. Not, he hasn't been like a world beater or anything, but I think he's been solid picking up the new offense. Tyson Bagenet has been solid too as the backup. Running backs. I think this is an interesting one. I think Swift is going to be the starter here. Roshan should be the 2. Kyle Mongnai should be the 3. We'll see what happens with the four. I think Travis Homer is somebody they like for special teams. Ian Wheeler, he was the guy who got hurt at the end of training camp last year. If you watch the Hard Knocks, somebody that they really liked, they brought him back. He's made some plays so far, so we'll see what happens there. Wide receivers, though, DJ Moore's kind of been lining up all over the place. They're kind of using him in different ways, screens, gadget-type plays, screen end-arounds, that kind of stuff. So I think DJ Moore is somebody that's going to be used in different ways this year. Roma Dunze, I think he's going to be their X receiver. He's a really good route runner. He's been tremendous at training camp so far. So I think Roma Dunze should be in for a big year. Luther Burden finally just came back from a little bit of a hamstring injury. He's still getting down the playbook. He's getting yelled at for lining up in the wrong spot, getting pulled out and that kind of stuff. And they're expecting excellence there for Chicago. So, you know, he's just got to clean that up a little bit, but he has made some plays. Like, I think Luther Burden should still be, somebody that you're high on. So I like that. Another wide receiver here that I wanted to bring up, JP Richardson. So this is a undrafted free agent out of TCU. He's been getting a lot of praise for his play so far. Does he make the team? Probably not. Does he matter? Probably not. But I just wanted to bring him up that he's a guy that I've read quite a bit about at Bears camp so far. Tight end. So Colson Loveland, shoulder is fine. He's doing really good blocking. Receiving's been really good. Hooking up a lot with Caleb Williams. I think Colson Loveland is going to be the guy here sooner rather than later. Cole Kmet is still going to be used. It's not like Cole Kmet is a afterthought or anything. I just think Colson Loveland, I think, is the better player. So offensive line, still gelling a little bit, but they have so much talent on this offensive line. I don't see how it's not good. But the defense, though, the defense has been really good. So... another one here. Let's go to the Detroit Lions. So with the Detroit Lions, the quarterback so far, Jared Goff, Hendon Hooker, Kyle Allen. I think those three are pretty much locked in right now. Running backs, though, Jahmyr Gibbs. Everything that I've read, man, they're gearing him up to be the RB1 this year to do a lot more. I think this could be the Jahmyr Gibbs takeoff year. So Jahmyr Gibbs, you have a top three pick and redraft, I'm pressing the button on him. Like, I get it. You could take Chase over him. I think Bijan's really good, too. I think any of those three, if you got a top three pick, you're safe. I like all three of those guys quite a bit. David Montgomery, I've liked quite a bit, too. I think he's going to be used, no doubt about it. I just don't think he's going to have as good of a year as he had been. I think just Jahmyr Gibbs is going to take over there. The third running back, though, I would say it's Craig Reynolds, but there's definitely some competition there that they have brought in, so we'll see what happens there. I haven't really read too much on the other guys. Their offensive line is still working through some things. You know, they've dealt with some injuries already so far, so I think they're going to have to work through that, but offensive line should be pretty solid again. Wide receivers, Amon-Ra, J-Mo have been really good. J-Mo has been somebody that's had a tremendous camp. Like, they've talked about him just like finally, like the light is definitely on. So I think J-Mo is somebody I want to target this year for a big year. Tesla has done really good. Have seen some positive things on him. That's probably about it for the receivers that I've heard so far. Tim Patrick, yeah. Tight ends, Sam Laporta has been fine. You know, Brock Wright, Shane Gilstra. I think those guys are just all, are, you know, locked into their spots. There's really not much to talk there about Detroit so far. Green Bay. So I would say Jordan Love, Malik Willis, those are your locked in two quarterbacks. Third quarterback, probably Sean Clifford. I want to see some more of Taylor Algersma, so I want to see him in the preseason games. That was the big Canadian kid that went to the Senior Bowl. Didn't get drafted, but he's got a big-time arm. I want to see him in preseason games. So third, fourth quarter, I'm going to be locked into some Taylor Algersma, I'll tell you that. Running backs, too. So Josh Jacobs. Marshawn Lloyd suffered a little bit of a groin injury yesterday. Sounds like it was minor, but not great that Marshawn Lloyd's already suffering injuries. I think Emmanuel Wilson has done really good, and Chris Brooks is another guy that has shined so far. I think those four guys are pretty locked in here for the running backs for Green Bay. Wide receivers, it's been Matthew Golden, man. Matthew Golden has been making a ton of plays so far. He's running with the ones. It sounds like he's doing really good. Jaden Reed, Romeo Doubs been solid. Dontavian Wicks, though, early on, he did suffer an injury. I believe it was Monday. Should be back on the field soon. Nothing major. But Dontavian Wicks was probably one of their best wide receivers so far through camp. So Dontavian Wicks still alive. Savion Williams suffered a concussion early on. He's just slowly starting to get back into it, so we'll see what happens there. And then they did pick up Will Shepard from Colorado. Just wanted to mention him, that I think that could be a guy that maybe could make a little bit of an impact there. I liked Will Shepard and what I saw, so we'll just keep an eye on him. Tight ends, Tucker Kraft has been pretty solid so far. He's been running with the ones. Luke Musgrave, solid. That's about it for Green Bay there. Let's go to Minnesota now. So McCarthy, everything that I've read on McCarthy's been fantastic so far. I think a lot of people are interested to see what McCarthy can do here. Second quarterback's interesting, though. Sam Howell has been really up and down, probably a little bit more downs than ups for Sam Howell. There's even some talk of maybe they cut him. I don't know if they cut him, but we'll see. Brett Rippon, maybe he's the backup right now. Howell, maybe the third. So there could be a little bit of a change there. Max Brosmer has done really solid, too, the Minnesota quarterback from last year. He has done really solid so far, everything that I've read. So he's probably a very good candidate for their practice squad. Running backs here. So Aaron Jones, Jordan Mason, those are locked in 1-2, 1A, 1B. Those guys are going to get a ton of work. I think the third running back is up for debate, though. So Ty Chandler and Xavier Scott over Trey Stewart. So I was picking up a bunch of Trey Stewart, but Xavier Scott has been playing over him. And Xavier Scott is a guy from Maine last year that they've had from last year. Somebody that's done really, really good so far, maybe even better than Ty Chandler so far. So keep an eye on Xavier Scott. Wide receivers, Jefferson, dealing with a little bit of a hamstring injury. He'll be fine, ready for week one. Kevin O'Connell said he's not concerned about it at all. They're just managing it. Jordan Addison, Jalen Naylor have been really solid. Haven't heard too much of my guy Ty Felton yet, but he's a lock to make this team. Rondale Moore, though, that's a guy I haven't heard a lot about, and they think maybe Lucky Jackson and Tim Jones will make this team over him, so it's not sounding great for Rondale Moore right now. I would probably just go ahead and cut him now. Tight end spot, this is an interesting one. So Hockenson, Josh Oliver, those guys are locked in. Gavin Bartholomew, who they drafted in the sixth round, hasn't practiced yet. Sounds like he might have had a setback as well. I wouldn't be shocked if they just IR Bartholomew for the year. But the guy who has stepped up is the third tight end, Ben Yurasek, who was a very highly thought of Devy player. Last year he transferred to Georgia and just did not have a good year. But it sounds like from everything that I'm reading, Ben Yurasek has a leg up on the tight end three job right now for Minnesota. Let's go and talk about the Atlanta Falcons now. So quarterbacks, pretty much the same. Penix, Cousins, Easton Stick is your top three. Penix has looked really good so far. Nothing major there. Running backs, it's Bijan. It's Tyler Allgeier. Carlos Washington Jr. is the third right now. He's been around there for a couple seasons. Has had some really strong preseason games. This might finally be his time where he is the third running back. Interested to see Jayshon Corbin as well. He was a former Giants player, went to the UFL, had a really good season there, just signed there over Jace McClellan, who they cut. Wide receiver, so Darnell Mooney suffered an injury. I believe it was a knee or a shoulder. I forget what it is, but it sounds like Mooney's probably going to miss all of training camp and maybe be ready back for week one. So they went and signed DJ Chark off the street. So DJ Chark is a guy who's going to probably come in right now, and we'll see what he does. But right now, Drake London and Ray-Ray McCloud should be the top two receivers on this team. I bet you Chark will sneak in there. Haven't heard too much on Nick Nash a lot yet. I know a lot of people were interested in Nick Nash. Casey Washington, another guy I haven't heard of too much. Kadarrell Hodge, who's been with this team a couple years. He has stepped into the Darnell Mooney role for now in the offense, but I wouldn't be shocked if DJ Chark could overtake a Kadarrell Hodge. Tight ends, Kyle Pitts has been really good so far, probably the healthiest he's been in a while. So that's great news for Kyle Pitts. Hopefully he can continue that on. Charlie Warner is the backup tight end of note here that you kind of want to keep an eye on. Let's go over now to the Carolina Panthers. So with the Panthers at the quarterback spot, we're pretty much locked into Bryce Young and Andy Dalton. Jack Plummer is your top three. Running back so far, Chuba Hubbard and Rico Dowdle have done really well. I think they're going to use Dowdle a little bit more this year and kind of give Chuba a breather. I think both of them are going to be used quite a bit. Trevor Etienne, haven't heard too much on him so far yet, but he's been doing solid so far. The other running backs I haven't heard too much about. Wide receivers, though. So Tet McMillan has been... I would say probably more good than bad. He, obviously, he's had some ups and downs, but he's been solid. Leggett's been okay. Thielen's dealing. I think the biggest one so far is Hunter Renfrow. Like, he has been very, very good. Like, he's finally healthy. I guess he had some sort of illness that it took a while for him to come back, and that's why he didn't play last year. And sounds like everything he had was corrected. And he's healthy and back, and Hunter Renfrow is doing really good. So that is somebody, if he's on your waivers, I'm picking up Hunter Renfrow. He could be somebody who's going to start for this team at some point, or at least be on this roster. They said if they had to choose right now, or one of the beat writers, that they think Renfrow over Coker, because Jalen Coker has not had a great training camp so far. Jimmy Horn Jr. has had a good training camp. So there are some decisions here to be made where Renfrow is definitely making his way onto this team right now as it stands. Tight end, Tommy Tremble still out with a back injury, been on PUP. Jatavion Sanders, though, has stepped up as like the starter. He's done really good. And Mitchell Evans, the rookie, I've heard some good things about him so far, too. So like hearing that on Sanders and Evans so far. Let's go over to the New Orleans Saints. So their quarterback position, they've kind of rotated, you know, who's going to be the starter so far. Tyler Shuck has been okay so far, ups and downs. I've read that Spencer Rattler probably has been the best so far, but just by a tiny bit. So Rattler, Tyler Shuck could, you know, we'll see who the starter is going to be there. If Rattler is a free agent on your waiver wires, I think he's worth a pickup. Jake Haener, he did get some first-team reps, but I don't think he's really realistically in the battle. Running backs, Kamara's your guy. I haven't heard too much on Devin Neal or Cam Akers. Kendre Miller's healthy at least and practicing pretty good, but I think it's going to come down to the preseason games to see what those guys do. The other running backs I haven't heard too much on. This is another team that's hard to get a lot of info on so far. Wide receivers, though, Olave's been solid. Brandon Cooks has made some plays. Shaheed has made some plays. So those guys are probably locked in top three. The other receivers, though, I honestly haven't heard too much on any of them. So probably have to wait for training camp games on that one. Juwan Johnson, though, that has been a guy who's made a ton of plays. And if you look at... Coach Kellen Moore's track record with tight ends, I'm signing myself up for Juwan Johnson. I know in FFPC round 18, I've just been pressing the button on Juwan Johnson every time. So that's a guy I'm excited about. Foster Moreau, Taysom Hill dealing with injuries. They're working their way back. So I haven't really heard too much about any of these other tight ends. Tampa Bay. So Baker Mayfield's been solid, got a little bit of more guaranteed money for next year, so he's happy with that. Kyle Trask is the backup right now. Running back, so yeah, Bucky Irving, Rashad White, Sean Tucker have all done really good so far. The one that has been impressing as well is Josh Williams. So Josh Williams is a running back from LSU. He is a undrafted free agent. And he's been doing really, really good. So if they keep four running backs, I think Josh Williams has impressed enough so far to where he could be the guy. Wide receivers, Godwin's still not practicing yet, so hopefully he can get in there soon. Emeka Buka, though, has been tremendous. Like, just glowing report day after day about Ibuka. He's going to be a very good player in this league. Trey Palmer has done really good. Jalen McMillan's done really good. Tez Johnson has done really, really good. And I think Tez Johnson probably makes this team as the returner guy, but he can run routes, man. He's been really good at running routes so far for Tampa Bay in training camp. I think he puts a guy like Sterling Shepard out the pasture finally, to be honest with you. Tight ends, Kate Otten's dealing with a little bit of a hamstring injury. He's missed 3 or 4 days. So some of these other tight ends need to step up, like Payne Durham, Devin Culp. I like those guys a lot, but I just haven't heard too much on them so far. All right, last division. Let's go to Arizona. So quarterbacks, Kyler Murray, Jacoby Brissett, those are the 1-2 locked in. Jacoby Brissett has actually had a really good camp. Running backs, James Conner, Trey Benson have both been pretty solid so far. The third running back, I think, is kind of up in the air. We'll have to see how training camp plays out for those guys, like Amari DiMercato, Michael Carter, DJ Dallas, those guys. Wide receivers, Marvin Harrison Jr. Has looked tremendous so far, too. Like, he looks in better shape. His route running and all that, he just looks like he improved and really worked hard this offseason. So we could finally get that big Marvin Harrison year that we were hoping for last year. It sounds like Marvin Harrison Jr., Michael Wilson, and Greg Dortch are going to be the three starters right now. Zay Jones will mix in there a little bit, too. They still really like Xavier Weaver, the receiver from Colorado, who I liked a lot last year. And Simi Fehoko, who they signed from the Chargers, he's another guy that's doing really, really well so far. Tight end, so McBride, stud. Elijah Higgins has been solid. Haven't heard too much on Tip Ryman, but yeah, I think Marvin Harrison Jr. and McBride, they're going to run the offense, at least the passing offense, through those two guys. LA Rams. So quarterback Matt Stafford isn't practicing, has that back injury. I think they're just kind of being cautious with him, to be honest with you, but Stafford, like, he dealt with that elbow last year. He was fine. Like, Stafford was fucking great last year. So, especially with this core of weapons, I'm not too worried about it. Garoppolo has gotten some more time. Garoppolo's been in there as the starter right now. And Stetson Bennett's been the backup. Running backs, all three I've gotten positive news on. Kyren's been good. And then the pads came on yesterday. Blake Corum's been RB2 through, and Hunter's been RB3. But Sean McVay singled out Hunter yesterday that he just runs really, really well. And Blake Corum, he mentioned too, has been doing a really good job. So I think the Rams really have three really good running backs here. And I think Kyren is finally going to not have 85% of the snap share. Like, he's going to finally cede some to Hunter and Corum, which is going to help him overall, but fantasy wise might knock Kyren down a little bit. Wide receivers, though, Puka Nacua, man, like, I keep seeing him fall to, like, the end of the first. I've seen him yesterday go, like, he almost made it back to me. I was the 106 and almost made to me at the made it back to me at the 207. He went at the 206. I was kind of pissed, but Puka Nacua, he's just been tremendous at camp, catching every ball. Just really, really good. I think Puka Nacua should be a locked-in first-round pick for you in fantasy this year. Puka's going to have a monster year. Devontae Adams has looked really good. So some of the other receivers, though, Jordan Whittington has looked pretty good. I think he kind of plays over Tutu Atwell at times. Kanata Mumfield, the seventh-round pick from Pitt, has done really good, too. Haven't really heard too much about some of these other receivers, but wanted to mention Mumfield as somebody that I've seen doing pretty good. Tight ends, Terrence Ferguson's working in there, but I think Higbee's probably going to be the starter. Ferguson works in. We'll see who makes it between Parkinson and Davis Allen, but Ferguson has done solid so far. 49ers, so quarterback, Brock Purdy, Mac Jones, those guys have been really good so far, especially Mac Jones too. Curtis Rourke, probably going to be redshirted this year, placed on IR, so we'll see what happens there. Running backs, McCaffrey has looked healthy. Everything sounds good so far, McCaffrey. So as of right now, I'll take McCaffrey in the middle of the first if he falls that far. He could easily be the top fantasy player again this year, and I wouldn't blink an eye at that. Isaac Arendo's been solid. Jordan James, the fifth round pick who they drafted out of Oregon, has been tremendous so far too. So I think he's going to probably be the locked in third running back. Corey Kiner, the undrafted running back out of Cincinnati, has been solid. And Patrick Taylor has special teams ability, so he might make it over Kiner, but I could see Kiner making it as a practice squad guy. Wide receivers, they're dealing with a ton of injuries. Pearsall just finally came back. Jennings is out. Ayuk is out. So that has meant DeMarcus Robinson and Jordan Watkins have been the starters with Pearsall out too. Jordan Watkins has done really, really well. So I think he's got a guy that they're excited about. Jacob Cowing, that could be the slot receiver for if Jennings misses a lot of time, but I think those guys are pretty much locked in. Isaiah Nair, that's another guy who's done good. And then the veteran, Russell Gage. So if you remember Russell Gage from years ago from Atlanta, he went to Tampa Bay, tore his ACL really, like I think his second year there. Signed last year with, who the hell? He was with somebody last year, but like I think it was Baltimore. He didn't play at all. Finally picked up here with San Francisco, and he's been making some plays in training camp too. So just a name to kind of follow in the back of your head is Russell Gage. Tight ends, I think George Kittle has been pretty solid. I've seen Braden Willis playing over Luke Farrell, who they signed. Braden Willis has been doing pretty good, especially with Mac Jones. So that's just a name to kind of file away. And the last team here, Seattle Seahawks. So I think the locked-in quarterbacks are Darnold and Locke, and Milroe is the third. Milroe, as we expected, he's coming along slowly. Like, he's getting more and more, but they haven't, like, installed, like, you know, reps for him with the first team. He's just kind of doing third-team things and slowly learning the playbook. But I think that's good for Jalen Milroe. I want him to get better, learning the game, getting his footwork and all that better before he dives into something he's not ready for. Running backs Ken Walker and Charbonnet have both looked tremendous. And with the injury to Kenny McIntosh missing the whole season, Damian Martinez and George Halani are fighting for that third RB spot. But Martinez, who's been pretty solid so far, I think he's kind of the favorite there. Wide receivers, you know, JSN's done really good. Cooper Kupp's been solid. MVS has been good. Torrey Horton, though, is the guy that I keep saying make him play after play after play. So Torrey Horton is somebody that I'm interested in. Ricky White, I'm going to be curious to see if he makes the team. There just might be a logjam there because they have like a Steven Sims. They have Jake Bobo. Those guys have some special teams ability. They might make it over him. Tight ends, man, Elijah Arroyo has been fantastic, and so is AJ Barner. I think both of these tight ends are both going to play a lot for them. So Arroyo and Barner, definitely two guys that I want to have a lot of this year if I can. But yeah, that is going to be it, guys, for everything that I've seen so far on the training camp circuit. Hopefully this helps you guys out with some of your teams. I'm just going to kind of pull up the player news as I was going through stuff and kind of see if anything pops out to me that happened. Yeah, Renfro, I already talked about. He's clearly outplayed Jalen Coker. Zach Moss released. Anthony Richardson was sharper during the first two padded practices than Daniel Jones. So, yeah, a lot of the stuff that we kind of already covered. So, yeah, that's the training camp notes, guys. So, appreciate everybody listening in. You can follow me at Eric Vanek NFL on X and at America's Game Pod on X as well. I'll be back next week with another show. I'm not sure what the topic is. I do want to do a college football show and kind of preview a lot of the prospects that we could be looking forward to in next year's draft and kind of talk about those guys and get an update on those. I'm going to try and see if I can get Matt Bruning on for that, who I've had on for college stuff in the past. So I think that would be a really good episode too. So keeping a lookout for that. But yeah, with that, we'll be back next week for episode 106. So we will see you guys later. Have a good one.